Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it is good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. Happy 4th of July, by the way. And we have several callers ahead of you, but if you would like to call into the show, you can do so at 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. So I would love to help you any way I can. So let's go ahead and start with some callers. My first call, I believe, is an international call. So you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. How can I help you?
I had a question. Can I ask generally about my love life, or does it need to be more specific?
You can ask general. Yeah, you can ask generally. So let me see what I can pick up. Can I get your first name, please?
Yeah, sure. My first name is Deep. Deep as in deep water.
Deep? Okay.
Yeah, it's about my love life, if you didn't.
All right, your love life. Is there somebody in your life right now? Is somebody you're interested in? Because I keep picking up somebody around you or that you're interested in.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Why are you pursuing that? I mean, Spirit keeps telling me that you need to pursue that a little more.
I'm waiting for her to be fully available.
Okay.
Is that the right thing to do?
Yeah, that's the right thing to do. I believe that she's going to come around, I would say, like, within a month. So, like, next month, she should be available where things sort of start moving forward on this.
Okay. Thank you. And what do you see the possibility of us? How far can we go if we are in a relationship?
How far will this relationship go? Is that what you're asking?
Uh-huh. Yeah, possibility-wise. Of course, it's free will, I understand.
Yeah, I believe that it's a long-term relationship, as it grows. But I believe it's long-term, so...
Right. So do you see this picking up in a month's time, did you say?
Yeah, in about a month.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Cheers.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
And you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go ahead and speak to 928. You're on air with me. Hi.
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hi. How can I help?
Hi. Same question, relationships.
Relationship? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With you, I'm picking up there's somebody that's interested in you, but you're not very interested
in
them.
Oh, I'm in a relationship right now.
You are? Okay. That's okay. They're in a relationship now. Okay. Because I keep picking up that somebody's interested in you outside of the relationship, but, I wouldn't do that. But I keep picking up somebody that's interested in you. I feel like that your relationship will grow more solid, a more solid foundation. So...
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and speak to next caller. Is 310. You're on air with me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Okay. My name is Vince, and I'm calling from Los Angeles. I wanted to find out, on Thursday morning, I got suspended with pay from work. They said that I violated some sort of safety rule, and I don't know what I did, and they wouldn't tell me. And they said HR will be in touch with me to further investigate, so it's all pending an investigation, my job. So I'm just wondering if they're going to fire me or if they're going to bring me back with a warning or what's going to happen there.
Okay. And you said your name is Vince, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Vince. I feel like that this can work out. I don't see you getting fired. I do believe that there's going to be some recommendation, you know, some penalty or something like that. But I don't see you losing your job over this. So I would just go with the flow and not try to worry about it so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, it will work out. You just need to keep your head up and you know, I don't know exactly what you did either. I was trying to pick up on that, but you know, you did something, and so, but it's not worth losing your job over. So, you know, so I think they'll take in record your work record and stuff like that. So.
All right. Do you know how long it'll be before I'm back to work?
You should be back to work by the end of the month, by the end of July.
Okay. Thanks.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and speak to 857. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I would love a general, please.
Okay. The one thing I keep hearing in my head when I'm talking to you is responsibility. Taking more responsibility for your spiritual path. I'm sure what Spirit's talking about here. And I see you doing like some workshops, some things like that in the future. So you know, I believe that that's the path that Spirit has called you to do. So, so you need to just follow your heart and trust Spirit. But definitely, just keep moving forward. And right now we're under some new energies that are really messing with a lot of people. So, and I think people are having a hard time trying to find out who they are and stuff like that. But you're doing pretty good, so just keep on doing what you're doing.
Okay. Excellent. Beautiful. Thank you, Michael. God bless you.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Many blessings.
Okay, we could take a few more calls here. 818, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Happy 4th of July to you also. May I ask a general question, maybe something I need to hear? My name's Diane.
Diane, okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, Diane, as I tap into you. So let me just be quiet for just a second here. I keep picking up something about your health. Have you been feeling okay lately?
I have. Yes, I have. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe they're just focusing more on continuing on that path of healthy eating, healthy, you know, exercise, things like that. But I keep focusing on your health, and so I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. I don't see any problems popping up. But when I keep hearing, when I hear your name, I hear health. So, you know, you might just, you know, follow your heart in the nutrition area and just continue eating good stuff and, you know, continue on that path.
You know, you are, you know, I think you're right, because I'm due for a blood test, and
okay.
I think I should go in. I'm a little bit late. I had a physical and I didn't have a blood test yet. So thank you for reminding me. I think you just kicked me in there. That's all. Thank you, Doc.
Okay, no problem.
Blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you might go in for the blood stuff and get that checked out. 951, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Lori. Hi. It's Lori from California.
Hi, Lori. How can I help you today?
I guess anything that you could pick up.
Okay. Do you have children?
Yes.
Because I'm focusing on your children.
Uh-huh.
So I don't see, you know, like I said, I don't want you to think that there's any problems or anything like that for whatever reason. Spirit's focusing on your children. Do you have a boy and a girl?
No, I've just got, and they're adults now.
Okay.
Two boys. Yeah.
Two boys.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm picking up girl energy for some reason. But the one thing that Dave Spirits wanted you to tell you is not to worry. I think you worry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think.
Yeah, and so not to stress out so much. I don't know if it's concerning your children or things like that, but you know, I feel like that you worry a lot, and I have a friend that does the same thing. She worries a lot, and so I tell her the same thing. You just need to relax and let things unfold as they will. So,
yeah. Thank you. And like you said, there's a bunch of weird energy on top of everything that's going on. I'm worrying.
Right.
In the way the world is. I think that's.
Yeah.
I got into a vacuum. I just.
Yeah. Well, and lately with the news, all it's been is negative stuff and, you know, talking about terrorism. And all that kind of stuff, and that just makes you, that just brings up a lot of fear issues and stuff like that. And you know, so I would try to limit my viewing of news right now. So
yeah, you're right. I don't watch it too much, but I've been busy doing other stuff.
Right.
But yeah. I got you. But there is weird right. energy around.
Yeah, there is definitely weird energy. So you take care of yourself. I appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you, and you have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Let's speak to next caller will be 111. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. This is Wandrea.
Hi. How can I help you?
I guess kind of similar to the other caller. I just want to see, I haven't had a reading with you in so long, so I just want to see if you, what can you pick up around me or any messages from me from spirit?
Okay. Immediately I'm picking up work with you. Is everything going okay at work right now or?
Well, the thing is, I'm on SSI. I really don't want to go back to work. I'm happy with the SSI check.
Okay. So you don't want to go back to work?
No.
All right. I'm picking up that you won't go back to work. But that's the first thing that I picked up on was work. So it must have been on your mind or something like that. But I don't see you going back to work. I don't think that what I'm picking up is that, you know, whatever reason you're not working is the reason, and you know, so I don't see you going back to work. But the one thing that I do hear with you also is your spiritual path. You need to work on it a little bit. Does that make sense to you? It feels like it feels like what I'm picking up is that you're wandering off a little bit. You're not as focused as you used to be at one time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, whoever's telling you that, they're right. Because I used to go to church a lot more. I used to pray a lot more and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so you need to definitely get back on track. You know, they're saying that you know the right way to do things and you know what works for you. So, you know, if you need to go, if that means you going to church, then I'd go to church. So, you know, so you need to work out your own spiritual path, but I just see you wavering a little bit off path a little bit, and if you're not careful, you'll go off totally and don't want to do that. So you can't get back on path right now, so, you know, just focus on that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too, bye.
Bye. Next caller is 856. You're on air with me. Hello? Hello? Let's go with 253. Hi.
Michael, I love you. I love you. I missed you.
I love you, Holly. Too. Who is this? Holly.
Holly from Seattle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. You doing anything big for the 4th of July?
No, I'm staying home.
Yeah, that's the same way with me. I'm staying home.
Yeah. It's like 95 still. We don't know what's going on over here with the weather.
Yep.
But message from Spirit is bad.
I can help you.
A message from Spirit would be wonderful.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The one thing I'm picking up is to open your heart more. To what that means is for you to love more. Don't be afraid to love and open up to that.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to say something real quick. I know you're busy. 4 years ago yesterday, my brother died. And remember, I called you hysterically crying, and I just want to say thank you for being there for me.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem.
Okay, love you bye. Too.
Bye. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye.
Next caller is Hopefully I don't get off track here. Next call is 240. You're on air with me. We'll be here in a minute. Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help?
Just whatever you're picking up for me.
Okay. I love general. I just love it when people ask general questions. That way Spirit gets to tell you what Spirit wants to tell you. So a lot of time I get relationship questions, which there's nothing wrong with those, but I love general questions. So let me focus. Can I get your name, please? I don't know if I got your name.
Connie.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'll be quiet for just a second. Who passed from a heart attack? Because I'm getting a Mel. This is a Mel. Would have passed from a heart attack. My chest got really tight.
I'm not sure. I have a cousin Carmela, but she's still alive.
Okay. No, this is a male.
Oh, a male heart attack. I don't know. I can't say.
Okay. Okay. If you can't think of it right now, we'll just move on. But I'm picking it up. Would have been about the ages of 55 to 60.
Okay.
So you can think about it. It might come to you later on. But the one thing that I keep hearing with you today is writing.
Okay.
Start writing like journals, keep journals or things like that. Spirit's definitely talking to you right now, especially in your dream life. I would keep a journal by my bed because you're definitely being talked to in your dreams right now. A lot of spiritual activity is going on with you at the moment. So a lot of spiritual growth for you. I would just continue to follow that path. So,
okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too.
Okay. My next call is 610. You're on air with me. Hello. Hello. All right. Doesn't want to talk after all. So that's all right, I guess. All right. Talking about the 4th of July, there are some things that I feel like that we need to do. I've been picking up some stuff today. That's the reason why I called the show. I didn't call the show. Spirit called the show. And I listened. But we need to white light the Macy's fireworks display and also Washington, D.C. Those are areas that I feel like could have potential for some problems. I don't want to put any fear stuff out there, but there's potential that there could be a problem. So we're going to go to prayer here in a minute, and we're going to white light those areas that I just talked about. You know, the one thing, you know, there's a lot of talk lately about terrorism and stuff like that. And, you know, I would just be careful what I watched and what I'm putting into my brain. There's a lot of fear stuff going out there right now, and so I would just be careful about that. But we're going to go ahead and go to prayer, and let's do that right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this program. We thank you for the opportunity to come forward and to talk to my listeners today. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would just touch their lives and help them in any way that they need your help today. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just lift them up, and those that are struggling financially right now, I just pray that you would just pour out a blessing upon them from unknown sources. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just bless them right now. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray for New York City and the Macy's Christmas programs, the fireworks display. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just be with it today and just touch them. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just touch Washington, D.C., and just cover them with white light right now. And I just thank you for it. And I say namaste. And I say amen. Well, I want to wish you a happy 4th of July. And I want to thank you for listening to the program today. I appreciate it very much. And hopefully you got something out of it. We will be back on air next weekend. So at 4 o'clock next weekend. So thank you for tuning into the program, like I said, and I'm gonna go ahead and close out for today. And so I'll talk to you next weekend. Bye. Have a good week.